Suvis Perk Bez Mishnah Bez. Umad Rabbi Shua Bar Melechaveru Saldazo Shalavicha Haiso Lakachti Amen. Rabbi Shua is Maud in a case where a person tells his friend that this field, yes, it was your father's, but I purchased it from him. Shehu Neman, that the guy that's on the field is believed. Shepesha Aser Hu HaPesha Hitzer, because the mouth that's assering it on himself is the same mouth that's mothering it. Meaning, if a person's on a piece of land and somebody comes over to him and says, hey, that land is my father's, the guy that's on the land agrees that, yes, it was your father's, but I purchased it from him, and the guy that's on the land is believed. Why? Because the same mouth, the guy that's on the land, could have told him, what are you talking about? It never was your father's. This is what's called amigo. Amigo is, I could have said something better. I could have told you that it wasn't your father's. I don't know what you're talking about. And I'm assuring it on myself, meaning I'm saying something that's implicating myself. I'm saying, yes, it was your father's. But if we're going to believe me to say those words, you also have to believe me to say that I purchased it from your father. Because I could have just been quiet. If I was going to lie, I could have lied better. That's what amigo is. So this amigo, Rabbi Shua agrees to. However, in the previous Mishnah, now we said the reason, according to Megamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, in a case where a husband told a woman that she's not getting her ksuva, because he's tining that perhaps she was raped before he was Mekadisher, and therefore was a Mekach Tos. Now she said that it was Misherastani Nenasti, that she was raped afterwards. Rabbi Gamliel held that we believe her, and she can even take the money out from him. Remember, she's a Bari, she's certain, he's a Shema, he's not sure when she had Bia. We said the reason that she's believed also because she had a Cheskas Besula, and the Chazaka from the beginning would tell us that the Bia was done later. But there was another reason, and that's because Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer held that she's believed because she also has a Migo. This is what Taisus learns. The Migo is that she could have said that she's a Mukus Eitz, that she was just injured. That's a better taina. Now, why is that better? Because if she would have said that, she would not passel her fakuna. When she says she was raped, but she was raped afterwards, and therefore she does not lose her ksuva, it's not a mekach tos. By saying something like that, it hurts her because now she can't marry a kohen. This is obviously assuming that at this point he didn't divorce her yet, because once he divorces her, she can't marry a kohen anyway. But she's passeling herself from kuna by saying that. So the migo is, I could have said something better. If she would have just said she was injured, if she was going to lie, why wouldn't she just lie better in a way that wouldn't pass her from kahuna? So that gives her a little bit more credibility, because she could have lied better. If she's going to be a liar, why did she say something that hurts herself? However, over there, the reason that Rabbi Yeshua did not like this svara of Migo, the way Tosfos learns, it's because that's true that she could have lied better and not hurt herself, but that's not a reason to believe her more than him. It's just like giving her more credibility, I guess. But she's not having a stronger argument against him. Mashenkin, in this case, if he would have actually said better, if he would have said, I don't know what you're talking about, it was never your father's, I never purchased it from anybody, it was always mine, then he actually would have been believed over the other guy. So the Migo, in this case, what I could have said, actually would have won me the case. Mashenkin, by the woman, what I could have said, that I was only injured, that wouldn't have won her the case. It's just, I could have said something that didn't implicate me. And that's why, in this case, even Rabbi Yeshua's moda with the Migo, with the Pesha Aser, is the Pesha Hitter. And therefore, in this case, when the guy says that, yes, I agree it was your father's, but I purchased it from him, he's believed because Migo, I could have said something better. If I was lying, I could have just told you that it was never yours to begin with, and I actually would have been believed because you have no Edim. And if you have no Edim, you're trying to take a field from me, Hamotzi Mechaver Alavaraya, bring me proof. You don't have any proof, it's mine. So since I could have said that, and that actually would have won, that Rabbi Yeshua holds is a strong Migo, and he agrees over there. The Rav gives a different shot that with the woman, the Migo that she could have said better, Rabbi Yeshua didn't agree with because the could have said better has to do with Isser and Heter. I could have said better something that wouldn't asser me legabe marrying a Kohen. But the question over there had to do with money. So when you're dealing with money questions, don't tell me, Migo, I could have said something better that would have implicated me as far as Isurim. Migo only works with money matters when the thing that I could have said better is a money matter too. In this case, the thing I could have said better would have won me the monetary case of the field. That's why Rabbi Shua agrees in this case. That's the way the Rav learns. And the Mishnah continues, but if this guy has proof that it's his father's, meaning the guy that's complaining, he's coming to him and he's saying, hey, this is also my father's, I got Edim. And now the guy that's on the land says, yeah, but I purchased it from your father. Now he's not believed because you don't even have a Migo anymore. Because what are you going to say? If the guy would have said, oh, it was never your father's to begin with, he can't say that anymore. Because now the guy actually has witnesses that it was his father's. So now all you have are two guys. One guy saying, it was your father's and I bought it from him. And one guy saying, that's not true. And I have two Edim that it was my father's. Even though the guy's actually on the field, he has to actually prove to the other guy that has the two Edim that he purchased it from him. and therefore he's not believed in this case. And really, like the Rav points out, the Mishnah could have chose a simpler case. Why do you need to talk about fathers at all? Why don't you just have a case where a guy says to his friend, get off my property, and the guy says, what do you mean? I purchased this property from you. And we have the same klal. Migo, I could have told you, what are you talking about? A pesha asu, pesha hitter. And if the other guy would have edim, that it was always his, same thing, the guy that's on the land wouldn't be believed. Why have to talk about fathers to begin with? So Rav tells us that it's teaching us a chiddush, that the guy that's standing on the land now is only not believed because he doesn't have a full three-year chazakah. Because what happened in this case is we were dealing with fathers. Meaning the guy that's on the property now, his father was on the land for 2 years and he died while the guy that's on the land was a katan still. So he continued it while he was a katan. He started using the land while he was a katan, and therefore there was never really a chazakah of 3 years. However, if there is a chazakah where the guy that's on the land is there for 3 years, here's an important point to know, then he would be believed that he purchased it from his father, because a chazakah is proof by the fact that he was on the land for 3 years and nobody said anything to him, that's a proof that he purchased it. And in that case, even if the guy, other guy says, hey, this is Adim was my father, that's great, but I purchased it. And I was on the land for 3 years and nobody said anything, that's a chazakah that would work. But in this case, because it was the father's, it was a special case, it was only 2 years with the father, that's the only reason he's not believed. If the other guy would have Adim, because you couldn't say amigo now anymore.